Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We are back on Your Tech Report. Thank you so much for being with us each and every single week. I am Marco Flalo in Montreal with Mitchell Whitfield in Los Angeles. Our next guest is a co-founder and CEO of an amazing company that I'm personally fans of, Ecobee. Stuart Lombard, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Stuart, this is a pretty big week for you guys with the release of the new Smart Thermostat Premium and the Smart Thermostat Enhanced. Tell us about this journey, because it's not the first update, obviously, for the product, but it's the first in several years. This is not one of those products that we're upgrading every year. How did we get to this point? You know, it's been a while. Tell us about the journey.
Yeah, we're super excited. We launched two new thermostats, as you said, and they're our most technically advanced thermostats we've ever created. Internally, we think about this process as, you know, pioneering to perfection. In other words, you know, we see ourselves as craftspeople, and we keep honing and getting better and improving and over time. And so we're super excited about these thermostats. And I'd love to tell you about all the details. Should I go into that now?
Well, give me a second, because I want to give people a little bit of a history. I think that it deserves, for people who aren't familiar with the company, you're a Canadian-based company, so homegrown to me anyway, because I'm in Montreal. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the journey to where we are today, because you guys have founded it quite some time ago. For me, you were the, you know, Ecobee was one of the first smart devices I put in my home in the first place, and I've never looked back since. So tell us about that journey for you personally, because it's you've been around for a while.
Yeah, it's a great story. Well, you know, it happened one day that I was working as a venture capitalist, and I woke up one day and decided it wasn't what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And so I quit. And, you know, my wife, of course, was like, "Hey, honey, what the heck are you doing?" I said, "Honey, I'm going to start a thermostat company," which also would have created quite a bit of anxiety on her part. But the insight that we had was that, you know, heating and cooling is 40 to 70% of your home's energy use. And so I was thinking about how I could, you know, reduce my environmental impact. I went out, I spent $26,000 on solar panels. I was on my way to buy a Toyota Prius. And my wife, Andrea, was like, you know, that's a lot of money. And so that started this search for what, you know, what's more practical. And because heating and cooling is such a big part of your energy use, actually better managing your heating and cooling is the best thing that you can do. And it's so cool because, you know, in 2009, we invented the smart thermostat, launched the first smart thermostat in the market. And today our customers have saved enough energy to take the city of Los Angeles off the grid for a year. And so that's, you know, that's just an amazing impact. And that's really how we got started. And, you know, since then, we're now on our sixth iteration of our smart thermostat. You know, and this is by far the most technically advanced of anyone that we've created so far.
You know, someone might say to themselves, okay, a thermostat, how smart can you make a thermostat? But you guys really do push the envelope when it comes to not only the things that you can do with it, but also, as you said, the effect that it has on our environment and the knowledge and the way in which you portray that to the user. And I think that's a really big part of what makes you guys successful is the teaching, you know, to the user at the end of the day, making them realize, look at what you are doing. Look at the impact you're making. Do you find, is that a fair statement? Is that something that you consumers are reaching back out to you and kind of relaying that info?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think, you know, there's a lot that we can do with technology, you know, to make it people both more comfortable and to save more energy. Sometimes when you know, talk about sustainable products, you know, it's kind of a euphemism for it doesn't work as well and costs more. But in this case, actually, not only, you know, do customers tell us that they're more comfortable, but they save more money and they have a much smaller environmental impact. And to your point on technologies, you know, when we started talking about thermostats, people were like, well, how hard is that, right? But, you know, in that thermostat now, you've got machine learning and AI, you've got voice technologies, you have radar, you know, you've got indoor air quality monitoring. And so, you know, there's an incredible amount of technology that's packed into that device. And if you open that device, it would look like the inside of your smartphone, right? So the current one that we're shipping has a 1.5 gigahertz, you know, CPU quad core with 500 megs of RAM and 2 gigs of flash. And it's like your phone. And that allows us to update the software that runs on it. So over time, it can do more things. And then we've packed it with sensors and we fuse those sensors together so that we understand what's happening in your home. And that allows us to take actions on your behalf. So for example, if you leave your house, you know, we'll know that you've left. We can turn down your equipment, help you save money. When you come back, you know, we'll make everything comfortable again. And it's a really way of sort of automating this experience to create better outcomes, both better comfort and better energy savings.
Okay, so let's break down the two new babies in your basket here. I guess let's start maybe with what's in common between the two, and then we can dive into what sets them apart.
Sure. So in common is the base platform. So CPU memory architecture's got dual band Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. It's got a 900 megahertz radio, so it'll connect to wireless sensors around your room. And the premium version has a room sensor in the box. So it's a temperature sensor, measures temperature and occupancy. You can put it in a room in your house. And, you know, if you're, for example, in your family room, and maybe your family room isn't the same temperature as another room in your house, you know, we know that you're in that room, and we can make comfortable in the rooms that you're actually using, because the reality is most people don't live in the hallway where the thermostat is. And so that's common to all of them. They've also, you know, completely improved the user experience. So we have a brand new user experience that takes advantage of a brand new display that we put into both of them. The display is about 60% bigger than the previous display, but it also has twice the resolution. So, you know, the colors and the quality of the fonts and those types of things are phenomenal. They both have radar in them, so we can detect when you're home and when you're not, turn down your equipment when you're not home, and really just beautiful, beautiful industrial design. So I think those are the main things that are common between the two thermostats.
When you talk about the differences, obviously on the thermostat premium, the physical materials are a bit different as well. It's a beautiful, gorgeous design. It's funny, you'd think, you know, in 2022, I never thought I'd be talking about the design of a thermostat, yet here I am staring at this thing, looking forward to getting it on my wall, because it's a centerpiece almost near the, you know, the picture frame. Tell me about the process that goes, or what kind of hurdles or even challenges might go into making these thermostats, because not only is there a design aesthetic that you're trying to match, you know, you want this to go on the wall of everybody's home, and they want to obviously match what's going on. That's can't be an easy task, an easy feat to kind of get over.
Yeah, it's really hard. That's a great point. I mean, we think of ourselves as guests in our customers' homes, right? And so, you know, part of being a welcome guest in someone's home is, you know, you obviously want to treat them with respect, but we want to look beautiful on your wall, to your point. You know, we want it, you know, your home's a special place. You know, people spend all kinds of money on different things in their home to make their home special. And so why shouldn't the devices in your home be special too? I think the second part about that is that, you know, when we think about who we compete with Apple. And, you know, someone might say like, well, that's funny because Apple doesn't make thermostats. But, you know, when customers use one of our mobile apps, when they look at our devices, they expect the same quality that they get from an Apple device. And if it's not that quality, then it's, you know, it's crap. And that sets an incredibly high bar for us. And so the team had to learn all kinds of new industrial design techniques to create a, you know, metal frame device that is absolutely gorgeous, with these very cool beveled waterfall edges on the glass. You know, we took all the holes out of the glass. So before we had holes for microphones, or we had holes for the IR occupancy sensor, those are all gone. So it's a completely, you know, clean front finish with an edge-to-edge display underneath. It's absolutely stunning.
You know, you talked about the sensors, and I want to emphasize the importance as a user of these sensors. Now, it comes with one in the box, but I probably have about five in my house. And people ask me when they see them, like, what's that for? Does it really do anything? And I really feel like I need to reiterate what they do, because, you know, these sensors placed in different rooms. I'm in a three-story house. I've got a basement, a main floor, and a top floor. I have a challenge in my house where airflow to the top floor, like I think most people, is very different, and it's harder to get my upstairs to the right temperature. These sensors have completely changed the way in which I use my HVAC system. They know exactly what rooms I'm in, and as a result, push the air to make sure that the rooms I'm in meet the temperature that I want, not just the room downstairs and the whole house. It's about where you are and what space you're occupying. And I think that's a really, really big deal. And these tiny little add-ons, I think, are almost as important as the thermostat itself. Are you getting that same kind of feedback from your consumers?
Yeah, absolutely. Customers love it, right? And that's how we invented them in the first place, was customers called and said, I love your thermostat, but I have these hot and cold spots. How can you, you know, can you help me solve those? And so, as you said, you can put them around your house, and, you know, we'll use that as the sensor temperature, the rooms that you're in. And there's an algorithm that weights those sensors based on where you are and make sure it's comfortable in the rooms you're in. And the good news is that not only are people with sensors more comfortable, but on average, they save more energy as well. And so it's really a real win-win. The other cool thing is that once you have, you know, five of these sensors around your home, or three other sensors, or however many there are, you know, now we're measuring occupancy in your home.
Yes.
And so now essentially you have a security system. And so, you know, we released an upgrade to the firmware, and now it's like your very own home monitoring system, but you didn't have to go buy a bunch more gear. And again, we've implemented, you know, AI and machine learning. So we know when you come home, we know when you leave, there's no keypad. It's just this really seamless experience that, you know, you just walk in and walk out of your house and automatically arm and disarm your home, and we'll notify you if something's amiss while you're not there.
I'll take it a step further. I actually use them in automations throughout my smart home. I use, you know, I'm a HomeKit guy because I'm an iOS user. And again, this is not only compatible with HomeKit, there's Amazon Echo, of course, compatibility, Google Home, everything you might want in there. You know, I use them as triggers and sensors. When I walk into a room, it can you know, detect if I'm there and turn a light on or turn the lights off. I mean, notorious, my kids never turn lights off. Thankfully, now they don't have to, because I've automated that. But that's a big, big feature here. I know people don't necessarily buy their thermostat to dive into the smart home world, but that was my rabbit hole. That's where it started, and I've never left since.
Yeah, that sounds like me, because I walk around my house going, turn off the lights. And so it's nice to have all that automated. And then the other nice thing that we have in the premium edition is you have Siri capability.
Yes.
So we've embedded Siri into the device. It's like having a Siri endpoint. You can say, hey, Siri, you know, tell me the weather, or, you know, how long's my commute to the office? And it's an awesome, awesome feature. And those microphones that listen to your voice can also do other things as part of your security system. So for example, you know, they can listen for your smoke detector, and if your smoke detector goes off, we'll automatically send you an alert that says, hey, something's amiss at your house. You know, you should get there and figure it out. And so, you know, because we pack those devices with sensors, because, you know, we download all this software to them, we can now use them in really unique ways to deliver incredible value for consumers, which is much more than just a thermostat. And by the way, you didn't have to pay anything extra for it.
Now, you mentioned something when we were talking about the differences, and we kind of brushed past it, but I think it's an important feature as well, and that's the air quality monitor, because I don't think people have enough of an insight into the air that we're breathing around us. Again, I'm a little bit more of a geek in the world, so I've got an air quality sensor, you know, in different places in the home. But talk about the benefits of knowing about the air quality around you.
It's a great point. Indoor air quality has a huge impact on, you know, people's health, and generally, people think that the air quality inside their house is better than the air quality outside their house. But depending on what you're cooking and what's going on in your house, or what furniture you have, or if you brought in some new textiles, that may not be the case. And so volatile organic compounds are these odorless compounds, you know, that have bad health impacts. And you can't smell them as an individual, but we can sense them using this sensor. And in the old days, homes weren't built very well, and so they were fairly leaky, and so you always had a draft going through your house. And so VOCs weren't really a big deal, and we were probably using more natural textiles. Today, we're building houses that are more and more tight, more and more energy efficient, and because of that, these VOCs can build up. And so notifying you, you know, if your air quality is going bad, and giving you tips on how to improve it, you know, creates a much healthier outcome. And it's really part of our mission, I think, to deliver better comfort, because air quality, we believe, has a big impact on comfort.
You know, there's a lot of companies I know where I live. I'm in Quebec, so Hydro Quebec. I'm sure in Ontario Hydro and in the States and everywhere that give people incentives for actually installing your thermostats. Are those relationships that you've seeked out, or is this something that just kind of happened as a result of obviously the benefits of having this thermostat?
Those are the relationships that we actively seek out, and it's a great point. We have lots of rebates in many states and many provinces, many states in the U.S., many provinces in Canada, where you can get, you know, somewhere between, let's say, $50 to $125 off the purchase of your thermostat, and it makes them, you know, certainly much more accessible. I think the other thing about those programs is they can help you save more money. And so what you see and what you've read about is, you know, the grid is under strain, the electrical grid is under strain. And so you can participate in what we call community energy savings events, where you work with your community to lower the stress on the grid, right? And that just has a better outcome for everyone. It lowers everyone's costs and helps prevent brownouts and blackouts, like you've seen, unfortunately, in places like California and Texas recently.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You know, you guys, one of the things that again, I want to emphasize, because I've been through the experience, the installation process is actually, you've made it so painless, and the support that you have available to anybody installing these is amazing. You know, the ability to send a picture and someone to respond within minutes saying, okay, Mark, do this, you use this cable, or you need to use it like this, is quite amazing. Is that something that you've done intentionally, or just because you're a good Canadian company that's happened as a result?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to us. We know that customers are at the, you know, the front end of this journey, and that, you know, sometimes installing something like a thermostat can be, you know, a bit daunting. And so we want to make it as easy as possible. And I think the team has really, really tried hard to, you know, make the installation process as easy as possible. But then if you run into issues, or you have questions or concerns, we have this great team of customer service people who are ready to pick up the phone or chat or WhatsApp or, you know, however you want to interact with us and answer your questions. And we'll stay on the phone with you for as long as you want. So we're not one of those companies where we're like,
trying to rush you off the
phone. You've got 5 minutes, you know, we have stories of people being on the phone for 45 minutes as an example. And, you know, our goal is to make sure that you're successful with our products and that you're happy and you like them and you're going to tell your friends.
You know, that being said, are there any stories that you've heard from consumers and ways they've used their thermostat that kind of make you go, oh, I didn't think of that, or that's kind of cool? Is anything like that?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts about being the CEO is that customers send me letters and messages and that stuff. I received an envelope the other day, and the gentleman had taped it closed with about 12 layers of tape so that nobody else would open it. And he had sent it express post. So he actually spent $20 to send me this letter with his ideas of, you know, how we could improve the product or things we might do or ways that he used it. You know, just shows the enthusiasm that, you know, our customers have for the product and the work that we do. And, you know, makes me proud to be part of this team that's built, you know, really a fantastic product.
Yeah, well, I mean, the product is absolutely phenomenal. The new thermostats are available now. Home Depot, Lowe's, Best Buy, you name it, or of course, ecobee.com. Price, correct me if I'm wrong, is at $249.99 US for the thermostat premium, or $329.99 Canadian, and the smart thermostat enhanced $189 and $239 Canadian, respectively. And the there's still one more in the lineup that's still there, right? Forgive me for not remembering the name here, but so you have three in the Ecobee Lite, right? It's still available.
Yeah, the Ecobee 3 Lite is still available, and that's at $149 US.
Amazing. Stuart, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. It's such a great story, and I cannot wait to play with them. I am going to be opening that package up today and look forward to giving you my feedback.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
And thank you guys for being with us each and every single week. On behalf of Mitchell Whitfield, I am Mark Aflalo. We will chat with you again on our next edition of Your Tech Report.
You've been tuned in to Your Tech Report. Join us again next week for another edition. And be sure to follow Your Tech Report online. Email us contact@yourtechreport.com. Follow us on Twitter at Your Tech Report. Like us on facebook.com/yourtechreport for the latest in breaking tech news and reviews. yourtechreport.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.